Okay, well, here we are. Oh, episode God. 5. Is it? Oh, my God. Can you believe we're doing 5? This is our 5th podcast.
Is it really? God, time flies, doesn't it?
I'm telling you.
Do I have raspberry on my cheek?
No, you don't. And it doesn't get any easier. Like today, for example, when I came in from Palm Springs on Thursday morning with my laptop, I forgot the power cord for that, so that's dead. So we're going to record on my phone, and then we're going to see if I have to email it, if I can download it. So there's, like, I'm sure another half a day of my life trying to figure out the technology. Because, you know, we are having issues with iTunes. Trying to get that uploaded.
Like, as if you say that, the iTunes gods will hear you.
I know.
I need some knowledge.
I need to be praying to somebody or something.
Well, you're better off praying to iTunes gods than other.
Yeah.
Than other deities.
Than other things. So, okay, well, this is my funniest story of the week. I need to get a paper towel. Hold on. I mean, it's not big, hilarious, funny, but you know that I'm maybe people don't know. So I'm Manny for friends of mine,
and just
5 days a week.
Manny,
Emma's and Michael Manny. Twins are 5 and a half. Eldest sister is 11. The other morning, I'm driving twins to summer camp.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, they're 5 and a half, and so they have conversation, and you know, like 5 and a half year olds have.
Correct.
And their tone of voice is, you know, like 5 and a half year olds. But as we're driving to summer camp, I'm on a side street, and as I'm coming up to a 4-way intersection with a stop sign, here is a squirrel crossing the street in the crosswalk.
Oh!
So the twins are in the back of the van, and I'm like, Nick, Miami, you know, look at the squirrel. And they've obviously seen it, and Nick, clear as a bell, I have no idea where he learned this from, clear as a bell goes, oh my God, that's funny. It's
like, shut up.
That's come from. It's 5 and a half year old.
It came
like,
from.
Who is he channeling? Because it was, you know, normally it's
are
like,
you
well, and then he's like, you know.
Are you serious?
He talks like a 5-year old.
He's channeling you.
And then he goes, oh my God, that's funny. I was
like, you're joking. You know that's you.
No.
You wouldn't.
They get nothing from me. I've only been looking after them since they were 3 months old. I have had no influence on them whatsoever at all.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Well, that is phenomenal.
We didn't talk about this. You would love this as someone who has been back and forth on the Vincent Thomas Bridge multiple times.
Oh, God, yeah.
Last week, Emmy, the eldest, went to Catalina for the day with her junior lifeguard group.
Right.
Picked the twins up from their summer camp, driving to San Pedro. They fall asleep in the back of the van. I then pick up Emmy. She gets in, and we're not even like halfway over the Vincent Thomas Bridge, and she falls asleep. She's in the passenger seat next to me with her head back on. Got her snoring, the other two in the back end. So, you know, at stoplights, I'm texting the parental units, especially dad, and I'm like, I am driving a fucking death ship.
That's so funny.
Because they were all, it's like they had been gassed, and I was the only one awake in this moving vehicle.
You know, I miss that. I remember being a kid and being able to just nap wherever.
Yeah.
You know, or like in my late teens, like, napping at work.
Yeah.
Well, you're like in your car.
Wait, you've had jobs like within the last 6 months where you were napping at work.
Yeah, working out of my home.
Yeah.
Yeah. My freelance. I'm just kidding.
What's so funny about the twins falling asleep is that they were in preschool for a year and they took naps in preschool. And Mayumi has always wants to be picked up early. I mean, she like tries to manipulate and do anything she could to get out of the nap. I mean, I don't know if it was over the nap or not, but there was one time that the two of them were caught. She had Nick on his hands and knees next to the fence, and she was standing on his back trying to make it over the wall.
To escape from nap time?
4 and a half, yes.
Well, you know what? Then don't make her nap.
Well, see, what's so funny now is that they've been in summer camp for like 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, it is like a 5-minute drive from summer camp to home. And she will be zonked out, and if you try and wake her up,
yeah, but
you take your own life in your hands, and she will then be gone until the next morning. So that's what's so funny.
But here's the thing is, you can't force a kid to nap. That's the worst possible.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
Because they're just squirming and they're going to wake everybody else up anyway.
But what's so funny is that she
naps when she
spent
naps
all this time, this time trying to avoid naps. And now, I mean, she comes home and she, like, really, literally, I mean, there's nights that she has gone to bed without dinner and has slept for 13 hours.
Because she's growing.
So now they're going to go to kindergarten. So we'll see what happens on kindergarten.
I swear to God, I miss preschool. Napping and eating and playing games. Yeah. Being an adult is a bitch. I was watching something on YouTube last night. Some guy was, he's got this show where he, like, I think he works for BuzzFeed. I can't remember his name. And he's like, he drinks a bottle of wine at his desk and, like, bitches about stuff. It's called whining. And so he's, like, drinking this wine. And I'm watching this video with my neighbors last night. And he's like, okay, so how the fuck does health insurance work? And, like, you know, like, I'm an adult. I can't, I'm not, but I can't be trusted to call a medical professional. Like, I don't know how to do that. You know, and those little things like that. Like, yesterday I was on the phone with my accountant. Like, what? I'm 30. Like, I feel like I just went to prom. Actually, I didn't even go to prom. Or did I? Woof. I can't remember. It must have not been that memorable. But you know what I mean? It's like, what happened? I wish I had more to rant about today, Larry, but honestly, I've been staying kind of drama-free.
Well, I was saying the same thing. That's what I was talking about the kids. Well, because, well, like, I had, when we talked about this, we texted about this. So I'm looking to get my real estate license.
Right.
And I bought this $99 Groupon.
God, I did that 1 year too. And I never used
it. The reason the Groupon was $99, and the reason I chose this particular company is because it also included like 2 or 3 hours of like seminar time every week. And they have different locations and different times, but with my going out to Palm Springs, that just isn't working. So it's been a little bit more difficult. But on Wednesday, I mean, the test is open book, I admit this, but on Wednesday, I took the open book test for the second of the 3 classes, and I passed it.
I would hope
This was like, yes, I would hope so, too, seeing it, and then 86%.
Yeah, she is.
So even with the open book, yeah, 86%. But that was still, it was, it's, I still, I needed some little, tiny, little good thing to happen. You know, I needed something, you know. We're doing this amazing podcast, and we're like, hello, anybody listening? I do the t-shirt business and have all these balls on the air. And sometimes you just need a little something that
says,
the world is going to be kind to you today.
You know what? I agree.
It's going to work today.
I tell you, though, too many balls in the air isn't good for anybody. You know, like a lot of balls.
Yeah.
Well, depending on what you're into, can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
You know, if I had multiple balls in my face, I'd be overwhelmed.
Yes, I hear you.
You know, unless it's my profession to juggle balls. And lately, I'm
rolling
trying
around
to,
in your mouth.
I'm trying to stay away from that.
But I will tell you. So that's why I don't have a lot of, like, you know, drama stuff this week. Not drama stuff, but just, you know, things that are irritating me because it was like, oh, that was that one little thing. That just, you know, it's an open book, it's still a test.
I know, but there's
you're still going to be judged in some way, right?
Or you judge yourself.
Or you judge yourself. So now I'm on to, you know, number 3, and I have to schedule to take the test with the state that will not be open book. So there's that.
Too bad. That's bizarre. How bizarre is that? Then we'd all be selling houses.
Oh, how rude is that?
What else is going on with me? Well, I had Indian food last night.
Well, I saw something on Facebook, and there was someone that was either going to love you or kill you.
No. Indian food.
Oh.
It's a love-hate relationship.
Oh.
Because you know what I feel like? Indian food reminds me of dating in my 20s. It's fucking horrible. It's so good while you're in it, right? While you're eating it. But it just, like, leaves a mark. You know? It leaves a lasting impression.
Well, maybe what you need.
And also makes you a little sick to your stomach. Well, but you keep going back.
But you've missed a crucial point of Indian food. It's the finale. So, I've been to Mumbai. And a man who, teaching yoga, a man whom, you know, I met while teaching yoga, came to college here in the U.S. He's probably 70-ish or something. Anyway, still has a home or apartment in Mumbai. So he and his wife are going to be home visiting. They live in the U.S. pretty much full time. But they were going to be there, and that's why I went to Mumbai. They were going to be there while I was there.
Sure.
And you know, we just met for a little socializing at the Royals, at the Royal Taj, the big, you know, fancy hotel. I was staying near there, but we met there in the lobby, visited, and chatted. And then he was like, well, we're going to a wedding. Would you like to go? And so it wasn't the traditional Indian wedding because the couple had gotten married in Scotland or somewhere like that. But then this was a reception in Mumbai in India for India family and friends who weren't able to come to the wedding. But, so, you know, it wasn't like dancing and right. that kind of stuff, but it was, you know, whatever. But there was food.
Well, I would hope
and so. And it was amazing Indian. Obviously, I'm in India. I mean, it was like amazing food.
Sure.
At the end of the meal, however, what they had for us to partake.
Vomit buckets.
No. They had bowls. No, small little like finger bowls filled with these herbs and things and stuff. And you take a teaspoon of it and put it and eat this teaspoon. There was sage, there was this. I mean, going down, it was like chewing on sand, kind of. But it was, I don't know, it was multicolorful and just filled with all these different spices and things and herbs. Oh my God, you want to talk about the turd that ate New York? The reason they eat this is for digestion. Let me tell you, I have never been so cleaned out in my entire life in a firm way. You know, I mean, we get sick, we get stomach issues, get diarrhea, yeah. kind of get cleaned out. But I have never, I mean, really, it was like, buy this thing a ticket to get it home.
Oh my God.
So research that. Research whatever it is. Like I said, they had bowls of them, and you just like grabbed a teaspoon
wait,
of it.
And stop. And were ate there it. Multiple bowls?
Yeah, there were multiple so you bowls. I think if I recall, there was a bowl like at each table.
No.
So when you were done eating, you used your spoon and scooped out some and ate it.
Okay, that's what I'm question. So all the herbs are in one bowl, not multiple herbs in multiple bowls.
No.
So multiple I don't have to go from bowl to bowl.
Multiple herbs in one bowl. They were probably either on the buffet table, or there may have been one on each table, and you just used a spoon.
So the second you leave here today, I'm researching this.
Like I said, you put it in your mouth.
I don't care.
It's like, really, it's like sand, and it's like all this crazy. It's like, what there's the fuck did I just put in my mouth? But you smile, because you're like crashing an Indian wedding, and you've been invited along, and you know, you're trying to be,
there's a lot of things I've put in my mouth that I wish I had, Larry. You know?
So Google and research what is potentially in there. And actually, I have Ken's email.
Will you email him?
I can potentially email him.
I need
him
to know this.
And say, hey, what those herbs for digestion and spice stuff after dinner, what do you know what that's made up of?
I get it.
Yeah. Because it was just, like I said, it was...
Yeah, because I gotta tell you, like, phenomenal. From stress, I've, like, the stomach problems that I've had just as of late and in the last year from shenanigans and whatnot.
Yeah.
You know, like, every doctor's like, well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you got a food intolerance here and a blah, blah, blah there. And it's like, motherfucker, it's stress. You know what I mean? When shit gets stressful, you know?
Yeah.
I can't do corporate stuff anymore because it just, you know, it's not going to. I was thinking about that, actually. I got up this morning, went for a bike ride and a run. And I was like, if I worked in corporate America, I would probably die. Like, I would not, like, just speaking in hyperbole, but, like, my stomach. From just, like, being chained and bound to a desk.
Yeah.
Because that's what it feels like. Yeah. You know, like, some people like that direction. I had dinner last night with a couple, and she likes, you know, research and doing little things and being really methodical about stuff. I don't. But that's, like, you can't force somebody to do it who doesn't do it well.
Yeah.
You, like, play to people's strengths. Like, I'm like a human LinkedIn, you know? Mm. That's what I'm good at. But I'm not good at fucking details? Shut up.
I'm good at taking care of people. I'm good at, you know, that's why, you know, I'm good at taking care of people. And if it comes to details of taking care of people, I'm excellent.
But in school...
But don't ask me to be... I'm not detail-oriented. Like I've always said, I could never be a nurse. Or a doctor. I don't have a science kind of a brain.
Yeah.
And B, you don't want me checking the needle to make sure the oxygen is out before I'd be like, yeah, I think all the bubbles are out.
Yeah,
you don't want me doing that kind of thing because I just like, oh, because I just, you know,
yeah.
I can only be anal to a certain point.
But it's
now, when
sort
it comes
of...
to how, like, maybe I move furniture around or, you know, everyday life or something, you know, little things like that, or like having people over. You know, you want the house to be clean. I'm not down there with a toothbrush.
Right.
Making sure the house is
clean.
Well,
no, that would be, that's something else. That's a disorder.
Yeah. But it's, you know, it's like, I just, there are certain jobs I know I couldn't do because it just wouldn't be safe for people.
But so then don't you think it's sort of funny then that there's a lot of people in jobs right now that probably aren't well, or they could because they have, you know, anybody can do a job, you know, it's not like, but like when you're passionate about something, I think you're better at it. And also, you know, school doesn't teach us our strengths. It just teaches us a whole bunch of things that they think we're going to need to know. I'll tell you, as an adult, I've never needed to use the word photosynthesis.
Yes, yeah. Well, the other thing that I look at, I see too, and I guess I beat myself up to some extent about it, or, you know. So look at Olympic swimmers or athletes that somehow their parents recognize something in them, or they knew something about themselves, that starting at age 4 or 5, these people, by age 20, have spent more hours on a career than some people have in their lifetime working for somewhere for 30 years. And it's like, how does it happen for some people and not others? Why is... Are the parents more relaxed, or was this child's talent so obvious that you couldn't avoid it?
I find that
fascinating. And then I'm riding around in the car, in the van with the kids. So what do they have on but Disney radio? You want to turn your brain to mush, listen to Disney radio.
Hi, boys and girls.
And I'm, you know, but it's all, I mean, they play Maroon 5 and they play Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, the radio announcers are all very Disney, all very upbeat. And, you know, they're probably doing crack on the side, but, you know.
Probably.
And there was some young, I don't even know who she was, some, like, young Disney star of now who would be like the Britney Spears, of
of yesterday. 15
years ago. And she said, I've always been, I always knew what I wanted to do. And I've been doing this since I was 5. I know who I am. I have always known who I am. And I'm like, how the fuck did you know who you were at 5?
Until she has a Miley Cyrus moment and shaves her head.
Yeah. Yes.
And then
starts, and becomes a lesbian.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's how you know who you... Yeah. If you would ask me who I was... Even 7 years ago. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I listen to this but then, like I said, you look, how old is Taylor Swift?
25.
This girl is worth millions and millions of dollars, has won all kinds of awards, and I'm 56 and I'm like, let's see, I graduated, I got a little something from college, I did my master's degree, but it's like, there's just, can be such a disparity of people reaching some sort of peak of a career very early on, and you're still like trying to figure it out. I'm like, what?
Yeah, but you know
what?
What
did I miss in the DNA or the universe
I don't think you did. Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, I remember the only thing I can specifically remember is thinking, how can I be myself for a living? That was the only thing that, like...
Yeah, and I think that's what I try and be. I try to make money being myself.
Yeah, because I
can't... And just helping people doing my thing,
Or I read something like an interview. Oprah said, she was like, I always knew I was meant for greatness. I thought that was sort of a cool thing to roll with.
Yeah.
Just sort of believing in yourself like that. That's different than like being this girl on Disney radio, like,
And she's probably like 17 or something. You know what I mean?
Snapping.
It's like,
Yeah.
But and I also roll that over into, what some of the energy is in the country today, politically and stuff. I see things like scroll by on Facebook, and it's like there are people out there who have no tolerance for any, there'll be some sort of news posts and people, there'll be these just horrific, horrible comments that people are saying about other people, and I'm like, really? Or we're people.
It's really negative.
It really bothers me that people from not so, what bothers me about people treating or speaking about people that way is that what that tells me about them is that they haven't come in touch with their own humanity.
Oh, yeah.
I think you and I have, and Poppy, and I have a lot of people. In order to be connected to other people, you have to be connected to yourself. And when I see people complimenting someone who has said something hateful in the press. Yeah, you tell him. Yeah, those,
You know what? That's all fucking bullshit. People are so insecure and they say stupid shit all the time. And I remember I think I was talking to a friend about this the other day. It's like, you see somebody post something on one of the news, you know, whatever's in your blurb in on Facebook, and these hate comments underneath.
Yeah.
And it's just sort of sad and disgusting that you're one, that much of a pussy, because you would never fucking say that shit out loud. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
And number two, you're just a fucking miserable asshole.
Yeah.
If you don't have something if you didn't learn anything in school, if you don't have fucking something nice to say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I think also the social media. Yeah, when people have their faces there, you can potentially link to their Facebook page. So, but it's kind of like a screen, like a film. They think that they can say anything about anybody.
And you know what, though? And that's the other thing, too. I remember also, like, being in high school, and sometimes this still happens to me. There's people who talk shit, right, about you, and then you go up and you confront them, and they don't say a word. You know, it's like, if you can't say that to my face, shut up.
Yeah.
You know, and I still deal with stuff like this today with petty bullshit, you know. And there's probably a handful of people that don't like me, you know, and they run their mouth, and that's fine. And then it's like that back and forth thing. Well, you were talking shit. No, you were talking shit. And it's like, I wasn't talking shit. I was telling the truth. You're a fucking nut job.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's my thing.
It's like, I'll bitch about, driving and people driving slow in the fast lane, but it's not like one person. It's not being hateful. It's not coming from I hate that person kind of in a true way. But, you know, some of this stuff, it's like, I'm like, how did you get to be this person that has no connectivity to, let's just say, politically, these people, we got all these people just living off welfare. I'm tired of spending all my money going to them. I mean, really? How much in the big grand scheme of things are you actually paying for this?
Why don't you do me a favor? Send me a fucking Excel spreadsheet of how much, of your...
And you're a Christian. I'm I'm kind of confused by how you do that.
Only some people get to go to heaven.
Yeah.
The good people.
Yeah.
Not the homeless.
Yeah.
You didn't know that.
Yeah, I kind of wasn't aware.
Homeless. We're still on the fence with the gays, aren't we? Have we figured that out yet?
This was really great. I did see a video that was on Facebook yesterday, and there was a guy who had was dirty, grungy. It was fake, but he had dressed up like a homeless person, and he was sitting on a city street, his back up against a wall, his legs directly out in front of him. He had on like dirty white socks that were ripped at the feet. And the sign said, need money for
college,
for drugs and alcohol, for my weed, for drugs and alcohol. And people were walking by, hey, buddy, I know what it's like. And people are putting money in this plastic cup. Hey, dude, I get what it's like. I understand where you are, blah, blah, blah. He then switched the sign to need money for my family, for food, and had a true homeless girl who was like sitting next to him. Not one person gave any freaking money.
You're joking.
No, I mean, the video is playing. No one is dropping any money. It's like they allowed the same amount of video footage, like almost the same number of people going by. Nobody was putting any money in, but people were putting money in when he was like, need money for drugs and weed and alcohol. And people were like, hey dude, yeah, I know what that's like. I know, here, help you out. It's like, and then one way I thought that was really cool, because they were like, hey, this is who he is. Let's help him out. But then when he was there with a girl and actually looking for money to help his family, supposedly, nobody was like giving him the time of day.
I wonder if some of that's like, just drink yourself to death, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just all one of those studies, one of those tests. Like, have you ever seen another one on Facebook where the guy stands like in a major park in a city, not a park, but like an intersection with a sign that says free hugs today, need a hug today. And it's amazing that people, just complete strangers, come over and start hugging him, or he hugs them back. I find that fascinating as a social experiment.
Yeah.
We should do that.
I don't know how many people I feel like, I've always had a problem with hugs.
Oh, yeah, well, whatever.
Speaking of hugs, I gotta bounce.
You gotta bounce. You have a job interview or two today.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to go pick up the kids or Emmy at some point.
All right. Well.
Yes. I'm off to Palm Springs.
Zoom out.
And I'm volunteering, by the way, tomorrow. I'm going to be cleaning trails.
Oh, how lovely.
Up in the mountains at San Jacinto. Yes.
How lovely. I will be in a race. Okay, so we'll reconvene.
Well, someday next week.
I love it.
Yeah.
All right, team. Arrivederci.
All right. Au revoir. We'll talk to you later. Keep in mind, we're going to Beirut. in September. We were just chatting about that. Talk to you later. Bye.